That's a good way to shout, amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what, they just get me going. You stand in front of these guys, man, you'll be ready to say, praise God. Hallelujah. Jesse, come on, get us ready. You got to move quick, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, we appreciate you, Brother Jesse. It's all right to run. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. While we're waiting for Brother Jesse to get back there, he sprained his ankle this morning. Hey, ooh, trying to feed fish. He was trying to feed the fish, and all of a sudden the chair went out from under him, and he sprained an ankle, and he played the drums anyhow. Isn't that amazing? My goodness. I mean, you bump into a fly. Some people, they bump into a fly. They're ready to take a six-week sabbatical. Amen. All right, quiz while we're getting ready. What three things, or what three areas, do we need to focus on and perfect in order to get effective benefits, amen, to get benefit from local church? That's one. Your ministry and your offering. Wow. So who's got now? What were they again? She said that with such emotion and such joy. Amen. Everybody say your ministry, your offering, and your relationship. Now there are three, also in that area, there are three types of people you want to think about during that time, right? During the time for your ministry, what kind of person are you looking for to be in relationship with? What kind of person are you looking for during your ministry time? If you're going to minister, what type of person? What? We're getting there quickly. We'll get through this test real quick, huh? Crystal? What was it? A disciple. And what are you going to tell that disciple? What is that disciple looking to hear? Huh? What is a disciple looking to hear? Your testimony. So say, your ministry, look for a disciple, and tell them your testimony. And that will be about what it was. Okay? During the time for your relationship, if you want to be in relationship, during the season of relationship, what type of person are you looking for there? Oh, we really pay attention, don't we? My. If you pull out your notes, it should be right there. Amen. What type of person are you looking for during the time of relationship? People that what? You're looking for what, Crystal? She said what? Everybody say friends. Wow. Somebody say praise the Lord. And then when you offer your ministry or offerings, you're looking for mentors. Well, praise God. Y'all do really good. Jesse said, I think you're wrong, Brother Rod. Maybe. Hallelujah. He'll teach it right. Somebody say, water the seeds so that you don't forget. All right, everybody turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Now we're starting, Sister Kristen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Everybody smile like you're having a good time. This morning, Sister Wilma got the $5,000 door prize. Amen. She says she's going to take it to the Benny Hinn Crusade. All right. Genesis chapter 1, verse 30. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God did what to them? And he said what? With every blessing there is a what? A responsibility, amen, and a command. With every blessing there's a responsibility and there is a command. Jesse, why don't you stand it real quick and bless this word real quick? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Janie. Okay, so God blessed them, and he said something to them. How many of you have been blessed? How many got manifestation to your blessings? Amen. God just blessed you. Well, after he blessed you, did you stay around long enough to hear what he wanted to say after that? With every blessing, there's a responsibility, and there's usually a word that goes with it. And so often we want to take what God gives us and just run. But he blessed them, and then he spoke to them, and he said, God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over every living thing upon the earth. What did God want us to do? Somebody say, have dominion over everything. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy tonight. Now he said, listen, one of the things that we're talking about tonight is to be fruitful. Say, I must become fruitful. That's one of the things that when the Lord returns, he wants to see. Fruitfulness. So I said, I thought you were going to be talking about tonight, what do we got to do in order to prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord? Well, when Jesus comes, he wants to see you fruitful and productive. Somebody say hallelujah. He doesn't want to see you worthless. He's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. He's coming back for people that are doing something. Somebody say praise God. He's going to harvest the fruitful crop of the earth. So one of the things we need to be ready, and one of the ways to prepare ourselves, amen, we want to make our life mean something. Amen. We want to do something with our life. Amen. We want our days to mean something. Amen. We're just not going to be existing. Amen. Sucking up air. We're going to be doing something. Say, the ones that are raptured are fruitful, productive people. People that have dominion and authority. Notice that now we got a premise going on and a thesis going on here with the rapture. Amen. And you can study it on your own. Read it then before you argue it. Study it. Amen. Somebody said authority. Well, when the Antichrist comes, he's going to come and try to take what? He wants to have authority and dominion. And do you know that he will become successful? How can he take authority with the believer having all authority? Did Jesus say he would ever take the authority of the church away or the authority of the believer away? Did he ever say that? Did we find that anywhere in Scripture? So how can the devil have all authority or the Antichrist have all authority on the earth? Being that the ones that once had authority are gone. So what kind of people will have authority in the earth? People that are spiritual, maybe. Yes, of course. Yeah. But people that are what? Productive and fruitful. Say productive, fruitful people have authority. Now listen, if we look at the word authority, somebody God is Jesus Christ. Will rapture his church. Amen. He'll call all the chiefs up. All those that are doing damage in the earth. Amen. All those that are speaking the word of faith. Amen. Amen. Casting out devils. Amen. Calling the shots and moving mountains. Somebody say praise God. Well, the word authority, if we look at the word, everybody say authority. What word do we find in the word authority? What, Jesse? Author. Somebody say, somebody. What's an author? He starts something. Many people want to have authority over something they never started. Jesus has all authority in heaven and in earth because it was by his hands that all things were created. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I created everything. I authored everything. Therefore, I have authority over everything. But some of us, we don't want to use any of our recreated power to speak the word of faith. Somebody say praise God. We don't want to, you want to claim all kind of authority, but you don't want to live the life that gives you authority. Productive people have authority. You have authority over a field you planted yourself. Hallelujah. If you believed it up and trusted it up and worked it up and sowed it up, glory to God, that's a field that you have authority over. Many people wonder why they don't have any authority over anything because they are not living a lifestyle of production. So let's say Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. So he wants us to be fruitful and multiply and be productive, not just sucking up air. It's just good teaching. We found out what we learned this morning. Brother, is it Brother Tom? Amen. People, we read that scripture that says, be ye also ready. Be ye also ready. We found out that he told the people that he was telling to be also ready. Amen. We're disciples. We think that he's trying to tell the world. He's telling the world to repent and be saved. Amen. To come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. But he's telling the church, get ready. You don't know the day or the hour when the Lord shall appear. Have dominion over the earth. Are y'all enjoying this tonight? Now that word, fruitful. Everybody write down the word fruitful. You don't want to be the fig tree. Anybody remember the fig tree? Maybe we should go there, huh? Let's go there. Matthew 21, verse 19, before we go anywhere else. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it. Somebody say, he came to it. That fig tree represents the visitation of the Spirit of God. You know, every once in a while you're going to get a visitation. They're going to come and do inspection. Hallelujah. The Bible says God will try everyone's work to see of what sort it is. So Jesus came by and looked at the fig tree and found, what did he find on the fig tree? Someone say, nothing. It was a fig tree. Someone say, nothing but green leaves. Somebody say, a lot of pretty green leaves. Amen. But Jesus wasn't ready to eat a leaf. Amen. Let no, listen, and he said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And presently the fig tree did what? Withered right away. Why? It was a worthless fig tree. Just taking up space. Somebody say, I have a destiny. I have a purpose. I have a calling. I have an anointing. Amen. And I live to fulfill the goal of God on my life. You must be fruitful or you'll wither away. Many people are dying every day for a lack of understanding what the will of God is for their life. We die away in depression. Amen. We just wither. Our days just go away. Amen. We shrivel up. You know, they found out that people that work, amen, and go about life live longer. The minute that you lose, you don't ever retire from your purpose. Somebody say, praise God. It's the calling of God on you that supplies life. Somebody say, praise God. You will wither away. And it's not God's will that you wither away. Amen. It's God's will that you might live. Amen. And have life and have it more abundantly. Is this hallelujah? And his disciples saw it and they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? So say, how soon? Well, I believe that's the Bible says in the last day there will also be a great falling away. So say, people are talking about the great revival in the last day, but the Bible says in the last day there'll be a great falling away. That's scripture. We can listen to all the TV shows we want to say and hear all this other stuff, and you know, but it's the word of God, amen, that we have to stand by, amen. Well, what do I believe that last, I mean, I believe we're going to have a visitation for God when God comes and does some fruit inspection. Somebody say, praise God. And when God's always ready to do something, he comes and does some pruning. Hallelujah. Did he prune Gideon's army? Well, I believe we're going to have a visitation of the Spirit of God, amen, that's going to cause, find all the green leaves. Somebody say, praise God. It looks good, amen. It's a little bit brass, but God's looking, coming to judge the brass and give us some gold. Hallelujah. I'm tired of seeing green leaves, amen. People can't eat green leaves, amen. We're not making trees. We're out to feed the world the gospel of Jesus Christ. The fruitful ones will stand and will last. Notice that those disciples that Jesus had, every disciple that he ministered to, every one of them, all the 12 except for the one that withered away, had a purpose. And they had a calling. Well, are you any less a disciple of Jesus Christ? Well, the Bible says a disciple will be as his master or as his Lord. Are you ready? So you will also have a purpose, you will have a call, and you will have a destiny. Find out what it is and do it. Say, I will be fruitful and multiply. And I will have authority. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And he said, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree. Hallelujah. He used his faith to push away unworthless things. Amen. But also you shall say to this mountain, somebody say mountain. Mountains always represent some form of government, organization, amen, and those type of things. He said, you'll be able to say to this mountain, there's a mountain of green leaves out there. You know, I love the church, amen. There are denominations, there are all kind of stuff out there. There are mountains of green leaves out there, amen. Hallelujah. There's a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. For it is the power of God unto salvation. He said, I didn't come to you with enticing words of man's wisdom, but the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. There is a mountain of green leaves in the earth today. Somebody say hallelujah. But Jesus is going to speak to it. Amen. And say, get out of the way. Somebody say mountain. Get out of the way. Don't you know that the mountain of opposition that Jesus had to face were the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees? Somebody say, that was a mountain. But you can speak to the mountain, tell it to get out of the way so God can do what he wants to do. Somebody say, praise God. You should say to the mountain, be thou removed. You shall say to, and do not doubt, and shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but you shall also say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and it shall be done. All things, somebody say, all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer. Hallelujah. All things what you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. My, we're catching something tonight. I don't know about you, but I'm catching something tonight. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. That means that we can use our faith to move worthlessness out of the way. Amen. We find out what he was talking about here. When we stay in the Word of God and we stay in Scripture, we keep things in contract, we find out what God's about. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, speak to the mountain and it'll move. You know, we got several mountains out there. You know, you listen to the radio and you hear green leaves preaching all the time. You know, you get out there and they want to tear down every move of God that you can get. Amen. That's a dangerous thing to do. And everybody's afraid to speak and everybody's afraid to say anything. Amen. You let there be a great move of God and all you hear is critics. Amen. Murmurs and complainings about what the Holy Ghost wants to do. Amen. Ripping this minister up, ripping that preacher up. Somebody say, praise God. And that's what happened in the 80s. Of course, everybody's going to make mistakes. Amen. But we get up and we get over it. But we develop a habit in our nation. Amen. To find something and destroy it. And it's usually the green leaves. We should start, you know, somebody say green leaves ministry. They don't have any fruit. Amen. And the leaves want to hide, you know, the best that God has to offer. But I believe in this next move of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I don't believe we got a long one coming. Amen. Because the King is coming. Hallelujah. I'm serious. I believe in this next wave, we're going to see something a little bit different. Somebody say, praise God. I'm not concerned about the devil. Amen. We have authority over the devil. Amen. We speak to the devil. The devil's got to go. But we're finding out the word to follow our real opposition. Hallelujah. This gospel will be preached, whether they like it or not. We'll just speak to the green leaves and say, get out of the way. When you go to tell people, you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, and somebody starts saying, they don't need all that stuff. That stuff's of the devil. It's passed away. You can say by faith, believing, get out of the way in Jesus' name. Many people are under some religious bondages. When we look at, I've never seen so many fish on the back of cars in all my life. How many churches I pass by? Coming to church in the morning and thousands of cars. I'm telling you what, multiple services. There are four or five mega churches right here in the Woodlands, Texas. But yet we haven't taken the city. Someone said, there's got to be a change. There's got to be a change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, we got to be movers and shakers. Anybody catching this stuff? We picked up something new just right there. How many of you intercessors are out there? Amen. Then you got a specific prayer you can pray. Somebody say hallelujah. When you go to tell someone about Jesus Christ, say, that's not the way my granddaddy used to do it. My preacher said this. My one that's over here said this. Say, right now, in the name of Jesus, mountain of doubt, mountain of unbelief, mountain of religion, mountain of tradition, amen. That bondage, somebody say bondage. Spiritual blindness, amen. Be thou removed and cast into the sea, hallelujah. Get out of the way so God can get to this person. Hallelujah. See, Jesus wasn't battling all these other things that we saw in the Old Testament when he was out there and he was trying to get his ministry over. He wasn't dealing with a lot of false religions. You know, there weren't a lot of, like the olden days, you know, the prophets of Baal. They weren't in confrontation. They weren't up there in Jesus' face with Baal worship and all this other stuff. You do this, you do that. I tell you what, he was having difficulty with religion and tradition, amen, and demonic culture. It shall be done. Somebody say, you must be productive. Not just green. Not enough just to look like a fig tree, amen? But it's got to be a fig tree that can do something. My. How many green trees do we see all over the place? We got 6,000 over here, 5,000 over here, 10,000 over here, but nobody can get a devil out. Amen. Nobody can get anybody healed. Somebody say, praise God. Healing is the children's bread. Amen. Somebody say, green leaves everywhere. Looking like there's some kind of life. Amen. But unproductive. God's not coming back for big trees with green leaves. He's coming back for trees with fruit. Hallelujah. So that's one thing that you want to have ready when Jesus returns. Fruitfulness. Pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are and sink that in your spirit. I think to go on, you know, I just think that's just start to water that word right now by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Matthew 21, verse 33. Hear another parable. There was a certain householder which had planted a vineyard and hedged around it and round about and digged a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went to a far country. And when the time of fruit drew near, somebody say, what time is it? Somebody say, it's fruit time. Somebody say, the precious fruits of the earth. It's fruit time. He sent his servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandmen took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, they will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. When the Lord therefore of the vineyard cometh, what will he do to those husbandmen? They say, now you know this is Jesus teaching. This is Jesus' teaching here. Okay? So don't you think he knows the Bible? Do you think Jesus knows the Word? Do you think Jesus knows the Father? See, if somebody preached something like this today, we'd have a hang up. Amen? Then this is Jesus right here. He said, what will he do to those husbandmen? Somebody say, what would he do? What would he do? He will miserably, somebody say miserably, destroy those wicked men. Somebody say, people that refuse to reverence. See, that's all those other things they were killing. They were killing and doing all those other things. All those other things were nothing but a fruit of irreverence. Do you know that?
When people don't reverence the things of God, they destroy things. You hear what I'm saying? The church, at many times, even here, if we're not careful, if we don't think that this is a holy thing, and we must handle it with compassion and handle it with care, we'll destroy it. Reverence the things of God. Amen. Walk in reverence. Walk in holiness. Don't take this thing that we've got lightly. I've seen many churches and many moves of God and many things destroyed. Why? Irreverence. Fear God and be blessed. The fear of God is the beginning of what? All wisdom. Notice that, you know, the guy that studied the ark was shaken back in the Old Testament. They were trying to bring the Ark of the Covenant back to town again, and the ark was just shaken. And somebody decided to help God out and keep it from shaking and stuck his hand out there. Amen. He wasn't afraid of anything. He irreverently did something, and the power of God came out on that man, and he died. We're coming into an hour, we're coming into the age where the current of the Spirit of God is going to be turned up to such intensity. Do you hear what I'm saying? You got to walk in this thing with Holy Ghost reverence and Holy Ghost fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not just do whatever the top thing that comes to the top of your head. Not just live any kind of way, walk any kind of way, preach any kind of way, pray any kind of way. You got to do it as the Holy Ghost leads. Somebody say reverence. I tell you what, when you find mighty men and women of God, amen, that are moving and strong and knowing they reverence God more than anything, you can tell when somebody hadn't had an encounter with God, they have no fear. No fear of God. I don't believe all that best friend song stuff. Amen. He is your friend, but he's also God. Do you hear what I'm saying? He said on my dresser, we played tic-tac-toe and all this other stuff. Come on. He's a holy God. Amen. He loves us so much. He cares about us so much. But yet he is still God. He cannot deny himself. My God. Amen. We're in his image, but there is some divinity about him. Amen. He is real. Anybody that ever had an encounter with God, amen, this brother over here saw the light flash one time I was in prayer, and I saw the image of Jesus. Yeah, I'm going to confess it, amen. Believe it whether you want to, and I wasn't playing tic-tac-toe, and I wasn't cracking no jokes. That's my experience, hallelujah. I couldn't move. Tears were down. My pillow was soaking wet. Amen. For the awesomeness of God. Moses had a relationship with God. And look what Moses did. He saw God burning in a bush. And his hair turned white. Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forevermore. If Moses had to take off his shoes back then, God is still just as holy today. Take off of your shoes, for the place that you stand is holy. It means watch the way you walk. You know, it goes on more than some tradition, you know, all this other stuff. He's a holy God, amen. Mighty is our God. The angels sing about his throne. People say, he just gets so, when the move of God gets on, brother, I tell you what, I get out of the way. Do you think I'm going to butt in, amen, and stand in front of him? I know God. Somebody say reverence. People that, you ever seen people in the spirit of irreverence killing anointing? The spirit of God moving, amen. You see the grace of God moving, the anointing of God moving. Then somebody get out there, amen. Hallelujah, the anointing of God lifts. Somebody could have their need met. Somebody say, oh, no, there are graces of God. I've been in this house several times, and I could just sense the anointing of God flowing in such a level of intensity, and I knew that the needs of the people could be met. Do you know you can always be healed by the Word? The Word of God will always heal you by the preaching of the Word, and there's a process of time. You know, there's a process on healing. You can just have the Word, and in the process of time, you will be healed, and that's what you're guaranteed to get. Amen? Healing by the Word. When it used to say you should, you know, you will be healed, amen, that's by hearing the Word. And that's a process of time healing. but there are also healing graces. That's what a lot of people don't understand. Amen. There are healing graces. There are times when the anointing of God is there just to heal the sick. And there was a healing anointing in manifestation. Amen. And we got to be in sync with that anointing and reverence God. My, my, my. Look at the people that have moved mightily in the things of God. Brother Benny Hinn. Sister Catherine Coleman. Sister Catherine Coleman had an anointing so heavy on her life, and God was so present. She wouldn't allow anybody to get on her platform that didn't have their shoes shined. Somebody say, that's ridiculous. Well, did you do half the thing that sister did? How many people have you prayed for? Amen. And cancer come up. Somebody say, praise God. Maybe you should shine your shoes. No, we're not going to make a tradition out of it. Amen. But in Rome, do as a Roman and get the thing accomplished. Somebody say, praise God. And she would plead with the people. Plead with them. She'd have meetings. Amen. Glory to God. She'd have meetings where thousands of people would be gathered in one place. And she said, nobody say a word and nobody move. Jesus is here. Reverence him. And as long as they reverenced him, he manifested. Anybody ever heard the scripture? The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth do what? Be silent before him. Somebody say, don't move. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, get out of the way so God can get in the way. God's teaching us now. He's teaching us now how to reverence him. Amen. And as soon as we read the directions on how to handle this currency, how to handle this power, amen, he'll turn up the current for us, amen. So people say, I just want the Holy Ghost to show up. And I look at somebody and say, oh, no, you don't. Amen. Ooh, manifest yourself, amen. Somebody say, be ready. Reverence. Reverence. One way that you want to be prepared, amen, for the coming of the Lord is to be an attitude of reverence of the presence of God. Hallelujah. Reverence the things of God, amen. Don't get so Christian old. Anybody met old Christians, been in the way a long time, amen? They're not afraid of anything. Oh, I've seen that before. I've done that before, amen. Don't know they're just dead and dried up and miss God. Don't be in a spirit of, I'm going to say it, a cocky, you know, a spiritually cocky, amen, irreverent. Give me some other words that would go along that sink. Somebody say amen. Familiarity, glory to God. That's a good one. That's a big one for today. Some people are so familiar with the things of God, amen. You know, even in the things, you don't know what the Holy Ghost has said. Somebody might be trying to bless you. Hey, come over here and move, amen. And you don't know, amen. If you want a miracle, amen, you got to flow in sync with that miracle in the spirit of obedience. My, my, my. So one way that we can be prepared for his coming. Somebody say hallelujah. And that will also talk, not just the rapture, amen, but this is talking about the graces of God and the anointings of God, amen. It's not to be familiar. I know a lot of people that aren't in the house today that have died. Maybe not physically, and I know some that have died physically. I know some that have died physically. But I know some people that have died spiritually strictly on the fact of irreverence in the presence of God. When ain't nothing going on, you could act any kind of way you want to. Amen. Amen. We did the electricity back here in the salon. Amen. And I could tap the wires, do anything I wanted to do with the electricity. Amen. When the power was off. And we're so used to working on buildings with the power off. Hanging around ministries. And, you know, and you can do anything you want to. Amen. But the power's off. Amen. It's not hot. Amen. It's a red wire. Amen. But the circuit breaker's been cut someplace. Amen. Do you hear what I'm saying? And for a long time, the church as a whole. Thank God for the church, amen. But the church as a whole has been sleeping, amen. The power has been off, amen. He's never, not because God's shut it off from us, amen, but because we stop seeking the face of God and the presence of God and the power of God. It's possible. There were times in the Bible where it says, for the word of the Lord was precious in those days. I mean, they didn't hear much from God. And people have learned, and we've gotten familiar. I mean, we getting stuff. Anybody ever heard of Cut and Shoot, Texas? You know how you got the name Cut and Shoot, Texas? There was a Baptist board meeting, amen, and they broke out in a fight and started cutting each other and shooting each other. Wilma was... Did you know that? So they call it Cut and Shoot, Texas. Praise God the circuit breaker wasn't on. And see, some people have outdone Ananias and Sapphira a long time ago, but the circuit breaker wasn't on. It's like the little boy that cried wolf. There are a lot of people in churches crying wolf. I can do whatever I want, act the kind of way I want to, and play my games, say whatever I want to say, do whatever I want to say, hallelujah. I've done it before, amen, and I got away with it, I can do it again. But one day, amen, the glory of God's going to be present and the power's going to be on, and you're going to put your hand on something and blow your head off. I could screw things into the wall when the circuit breaker was off. Somebody say reverence. I mean, we could touch the line. Rex and I were here working 2 o'clock in the morning, amen, and boy, tape everywhere, amen, but the power was off. But when we flipped that box right in that room right there, amen, we were very cautious on how we handled it. Somebody say amen. We did exactly what the electrician told us to do, amen. We had a rubber screwdriver, amen. We twisted everything and taped everything up. Somebody say praise God. Now, we could have been dumb if we want to and not follow the directions, amen. But today, instead of Pastor Rod preaching, Brother Jesse would have been preaching. Why? The power was on. Somebody say, get ready. You don't have to warn anybody. I mean, we're warning you now, amen, but get ready. Maria Woodworth Etter, we got several people that study the moves of God, and they get into God's generals. Maria Woodworth Etter, mighty woman of God. See, but before Maria Woodworth Etter was out there, people could say whatever they wanted. They didn't like women preachers. And they started running their mouths about Maria Woodworth Etter, amen. You know that everybody that came out against Maria Woodworth Etter died? Why? Was it she was so special? No, the power was on. Hallelujah. Learn to live when the power's off, amen? So when the power gets on, you'll be okay. We always sing that song. We always sing that song. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. We taught that message, Ananias and Sapphira. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. There are a lot of people that hang around ministries, hang around churches, amen, create a mess, go from church to church, everywhere they go, leave a big mess, amen. Pastors cry when they see him come through the door, amen. God sent me here, hallelujah. We need to turn on the power, amen. Go on in there. Go on and stick your finger in that socket, hallelujah. They'll say, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. That mountain will be removed. Somebody say, go on. So we know, then listen, and they caught them and cast them into the vineyard and slew them. And when the Lord of the lives come in, they say, what will he do to those wicked men? He will miserably destroy those wicked men and let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen. Which shall do what? Somebody say, render him fruits in their season. It's not enough to be in the field. Listen, he's going to get it away from those that think they got some kind of authority. Amen. And give it to those that will have authority with fruit. Some say fruitfulness is what God is looking for when he comes. That means he can entrust a ministry to you. and you'll do something with it. Amen. He can entrust finance to you. Amen. And you'll make a difference with it. Amen. He can give you a body. And we don't ever take that, you know, we don't ever think about that. Amen. We don't ever think about our potential just to have a body. One person can have hands and do nothing, but another person, hands on their hand. Oh, glory to God. They could change the world if they only had hands. Never forget Joyce, the story of Joyce. You know, Joyce said, all I want to do is clean this church when my body gets together. If she only had a body. A body that was healed or well enough to do what God wanted her to do. We always want to complain. We always want to gripe. But there are a lot of people in wheelchairs. There are a lot of people strapped up to machines. There are a lot of people that can barely breathe or barely move. You better thank God for your mobility. And be faithful with mobility. And do something with it. Hallelujah. If you could just walk or run. Amen. Amen. Just think about it. We believe in healing, and healing is coming to all. Amen. But there are a lot of people that they could just move as fast as you had the ability to move more. Though they would turn the world upside down. Hallelujah. Sister Charles and Frances Hunter. Sister Hunter is about almost 80-some years old. She is in her 80s. And you look at Sister Frances when I get to go down there. Sometimes when they're there, I get to sit near her. Amen. And you look, her legs are about that swollen. Amen. And she just wants to hold on long enough to still do some damage on the devil. Hallelujah. I ain't got this. You got a mouth, you got some hands, and you got feet that will move. You can make a difference. That which will render, say, I will render fruit. Glory to God. I will render fruit. And if you don't know how to bring out about any fruitfulness, let the Holy Ghost get in those feet. Let the Holy Ghost get behind those hands. If you don't know what to say out of your mouth, let the Holy Ghost get in your heart. And he said, listen, you won't have to worry about what you need to say. I'll say it through you. Say, Lord, I don't know what to do with all this. If you don't know what to do with all the great things that God's given you, that's a lot of responsibility. To whom much is given, much is required. My Lord, we've been given this ministry, my Lord, the role and responsibility that I have, that's a lot of accountability. I need an investment broker. I need the Holy Ghost so that he can get out of this room what he wants to get out of it, and I can have some fruit. Don't use these things that God's blessed you with by yourself. You'll miss it. Get an advisor. Get the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Paraclete, amen, that will keep you. And he won't let you miss it. Hallelujah. And he's free. And he's right there. He will bring fruitfulness to you. And Jesus said, did you ever read this? Read the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, a lot of people reject the move of God, the grace of God, the anointing of God. Somebody say hallelujah. You know, today, this might be the smallest little thing out here in the area. Now, I'm not just talking about nationwide. The Holy Ghost and the move of God. You know, they used to see little Pentecostal, little storefront churches. Somebody say way in the back. You know, you make too much noise. You go way to the back. Amen. Amen. You get way out there where nobody can see and just don't make no noise. It'll be okay. But I tell you what, the stone, which is Jesus. Amen. But Jesus is the anointing of the Holy Ghost today. You want to see Jesus? Let the Holy Ghost get in manifestation. You'll see Jesus. That is Jesus. Amen. The Holy Ghost will do the works of Jesus today. You cannot have Jesus. You will never get to know Jesus until you get into the move of God's grace and God's anointing. Wherever Jesus with the Spirit of God went with him and things happened. The stone which the builders rejected. Somebody say builders. The ones that were supposed to be building the house of God, doing the things of God. Somebody say, builders. All of us Christians, you know, we're all contractors. Every church in this area is a builder. And we want to build with all kind of supplies and all kind of things. We want to build with friendships. We want to build with relationships. Amen. We want to build with fancy flyers. We want to build with newspaper ads. We want to build with all these things. But the stone which the builders rejected, Jesus Christ, amen. He shall baptize you with fire and with the Holy Ghost. cannot separate Jesus from the Holy Ghost. He is the baptizer of the Holy Ghost. And it's the Holy Ghost that reveals Jesus unto us. The stone which the builders rejected. Somebody say the stone of offense. I'm okay, but just don't get spiritual on me. You know, I'll do well, but they just can't take all them tongues. They can't take all the dancing. Amen. They can't take prophecy. Might cause us the stone which the builders rejected. Amen. Because not everybody could hang with it. Will become. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It might be in the back corner right now. Amen. But God will let the light shine. And the stone which builders are rejecting. People are building every kind of work for God, supposedly, that you can possibly imagine. But the stone, somebody say amen, the foundation, the anointing, thou art the Christ. Thou art the Christ. The what? The anointed one. You are the one, the anointed one. Peter, upon this rock, the revelation, amen, that Jesus is the anointing. Hallelujah. I will build my church. Hallelujah. Don't leave it out. And the gates of hell, somebody say glory to God. The gates of hell will never, ever, not even the Antichrist, be able to prevail against it. I have to catch it up so he can do what he wants to do. Holy Baba, oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless him, bring him down. Yes, celebrate to my hashile, but hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God. Somebody say, the kingdom shall be taken away from, amen, from you. That means at one time they thought they had it. And given to a what? Somebody say a nation. And will be not just our church, but lots of them, but we can claim it. Somebody say hallelujah. And given to a nation that does what? Bringing forth fruit. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say, if I bring forth fruit, I'll come to the head. And you won't be able to bring forth fruit unless you have the water of the Holy Ghost. That bringeth forth fruit thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be what? Broken. But to whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind them to powder. Somebody say hallelujah. Now the last scripture I want to read to you, is that okay? The series of scriptures. I said the last scripture I want to read. I didn't say the last thing I wanted to say. Last series of scripture I want to read. I'm getting there. Thank God, brother. Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. If I don't share this with you now, you won't get it, because this is not a whole nother teaching. It has to be in this series. Amen. Are we getting anything? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you for soft hearts that are sensitive to the move of God's Spirit. Hallelujah. Catch that wave. It'll do you some good. Let the Holy Ghost minister to you. Amen. You're doing great back there, brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, this brother gets delivered and turns productive. Somebody say, can I share some of your testimony? Just some of it. I tell you what. The enemy had brother so bound just about a month ago. It would take you about 2 hours to get ready. I mean, it would take him a long time just to get dressed. And there was no production. No production. You know, he couldn't get motivated. The devil wouldn't let him do anything. Couldn't get out there to do anything. See, that's what the devil wants. He wants you to waste your life away and spend your days. But when Jesus comes in and he changes things and turns it around, somebody say praise God. He'll take you from, amen, off the sofa, amen, not being able to move, being depressed, glory to God, and give you a ministry and make you productive. brothers in the sound booth ministry. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. It's not enough just to be washed free and set free and healed and delivered from demonic spirits, but God wants you to have fruit that will remain. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to be ready. Hallelujah. You're on with the things of God. I mean, it was just his motivation. I want to do this, I want to do that, and I will do this. Amen. He just said it, about, and before I knew it, he was up in the sound booth ministering, bringing forth fruit, making the devil mad. Hallelujah. But of the day and the hour no man knoweth, nor not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day of Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came. Somebody say they didn't know what was going on until the manifestation came. Jesus taught this message, and he wasn't a liar. It's still true. We have to hear it again and hear it again to develop our faith in his return. Hallelujah. And took them all away. So shall also, somebody say, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Notice that they had to get inside the ark. That's a teaching right there that you need to catch. It wasn't enough for them to know that a flood was coming. But they had to know the flood was coming, but they also had to get inside the ark. See, it was the ark that carried them from one place to the other. Hallelujah. Get in on what God is doing. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. My. Then shall two be in the field, and one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not the hour the Lord does come. I tell you what, just get the last three words, or the last four words of verse 42. What are the last four words of verse 42? What are the last four words? Read that. Wasn't the question about it. Your Lord doth come. Do you hear me? Jesus said, your Lord doth come. Everybody quote that one more time. Highlight that or circle that in your Bible. We're telling people how to hold on for 50, 60 years. This is how you get this little, take this little six step, this little seven steps. Glory to God. Hey, I tell you what. Your Lord doth come. This is what Jesus preached. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, somebody say, think not. In your head, you're not going to catch it. In your head, see, it won't match. I mean, your head can't catch it. It's a thing of God. But in your spirit, you'll know. Somebody say, glory to God. That this is the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. Somebody say, glory to God. When you get in the flesh, amen, you'll get caught up into the things of the world, and you will not know that. It will desensitize you to the move of God, to the timing of God, to the graces of God. But in the spirit, amen, this is a spiritual thing. This is our spirit saying the king's coming. This is how he tells us that his coming is close. Hallelujah. He says, think not, for in the hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Whoso then is a faithful and wise, what? A faithful and wise pew warmer. A faithful and wise think about what I should do tomorrow. What did he say? A faithful and, he was talking to disciples, right? But a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord had made, a faithful and wise whom his Lord had made what? Ruler over his household. Isn't it just what we read in Genesis? He's putting it back the way he was. He gave them authority and dominion. These are the same ones that he wants to give authority and dominion back to again. Somebody say, because you can do something with it. Hallelujah. That's you. To give them meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find him. Didn't say just find him. See, a lot of people refuse to read the whole thing. There are a lot of people just say, he's coming back, he's going to find me. But he's got to find you doing something. Somebody say, find you so doing. Find you ready. Hallelujah. Not find you going through some trip in your head. Not find you offended about something that happened at the coffee bar. Hallelujah. I'm preaching today. Amen. Amen. But find you doing the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. Not find you recovering from about what happened in the last seven churches you were at. Hallelujah. Find you how. Find you how. Somebody say, so doing.
Somebody say, you better get over it quick.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me pray about it. See what God wants me to do. I'm just praying about what I should be doing. Let me see. Amen. Pick up your Bible. Watch and pray. And we watch by doing what God tells us to do. Somebody say amen. Verily I say unto you, he shall make him ruler over all his goods. And if that evil servant shall say in his heart, somebody say, this is the danger. See, this is the danger. See, your head will always say it. Your head will always say, Jesus is going, I got 60 years, I got 70 years. Your head will say it. And I'm being honest with all my friends. I'm trying to tell you, we do not have faith yet in the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're preaching it so we can develop our faith. We have belief. We believe that he's coming again. Amen. But we don't have faith in it yet. Faith is measured by works. We're going to get there. Hallelujah. But if that servant shall say in his heart, somebody say it's in your heart that you got to watch. Guard your heart. My Lord delayeth his coming. And many people, we always miss it. We go to these churches where they show the little movie, where they scare you into heaven. See, notice this guy said, my Lord delayeth. Didn't say the sinner. This person said, my Lord delayeth. We want to take this out that this is meant for unbelievers. You get what I'm saying? We want to take all these parables and preach it to unbelievers. But he's preaching this to believers. How many are seeing that for probably right now? You're seeing it differently than you used to see it. We go out there to the world and we teach these parables to all the unbelievers. These are people that are in the house. They say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming and shall begin to smite his fellow servants. I ain't going to be fellow servant. Somebody say fellow. What means like. That means relationship. You get what I'm saying? In relationship. They're in the house. And to eat and drink with the drunken. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him. And in an hour that he is unaware. And shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with what? With the hypocrites. Now everybody going to make it in. I once saved, always saved. I said that prayer a long time ago. Amen. You better open your Bible. And you better listen to what Jesus said. And forget that stuff. He's not going to ask you to pull out your denominational card. Hallelujah. It's the word of God. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But not with you. You're going to be ready. And fruitful. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch and pray. Watch, pray, and work. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Did y'all enjoy that tonight? Say, come, Lord. Come even, Lord. Amen. Today we pray, Lord, take along. You know, Lord, I'm not ready yet. Just wait a little bit longer. I got some things I got to do. Not them. The early church prayed, come, Lord. Amen. Come quickly, Lord. Somebody say, that's the prayer. Lord, prepare us to be a sanctuary pure and holy, ready to be used of you, Father God. Send us an anointing from heaven, Father God, and teach us to be faithful with that grace, to be faithful with that anointing, Father God. Increase our faith by sending your word. Father, we ask again, increase our faith by sending your word concerning your coming. Help us, Holy Ghost, to prepare ourselves and to be ready, that we would have fruit that would abound, Father God. Lord, some of us, Father God, we're just getting into this. Hallelujah. Lord, we say, what can we do? Some are saying, what can I do to make a difference, Father? Holy Ghost, you know. So we yield ourselves completely to you, starting now. We put off pushing things to the future, Father God. But we're faithful with today. We're faithful with today, Father God, that we might be ready for tomorrow. Today is a day of salvation. And if you hear the voice of the Lord, don't harden your heart, but be open to the grace of God and to the anointing of God. Amen. Don't let others make you cold, but you be hot for God's grace and God's glory. Soak this word into yourself. Get around people that are watering this word of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Live that way. And let's not just make it hot because this is the series, but let's make it hot because it's the truth. Never let it grow tired. Never let it grow weary. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then just pray in the Holy Ghost and we'll let you go. We got 4 minutes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Use us, God, in the name of Jesus. Use us, God. Make us ready. Holy Spirit, wash us. Wash us, Jesus, in your blood. Holy Spirit, purify us with your fire. Help us, God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Oh, use us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray for Brother Paul DeKalb right now, wherever he may be. Let's just start to intercede for Brother Paul. Make a way out of no way, Father God. For those that the enemy has marked, Father God, that they would not be able to experience this next season. For those that are experiencing traps and roadblocks, Father God, that will hinder them and have them in a wayward place instead of the center of your will, Father God, and the place where you speak, right now in the name of Jesus, we pray that you would send your ministering angels, Father God, to put them and to prepare them, Father God. No weapon formed against them will prosper, Father God. We pray for one another, Father God, that we'll all be on fire and prepared out of strife, Father God. Father God, right in the center of your will, Father God, we rebuke the enemy right now in Jesus' name. We will not stray to the left nor to the right, Father God, but your grace will show us which way to go, Father God. We pray for the body of believers that we are walking with right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they would live a lifestyle of readiness for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray in the Holy Ghost. We've got 2 minutes. Hallelujah. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Spirit right where you are. And as the Holy Spirit brings to your remembrance, saints, amen, saints and different people, amen, just start to pray for them and say, Father God, I want this one to be ready in Jesus' name, Father God. Right now, we're going to put our faith together, amen, and you can whisper that name or shout that name out in faith, and God will move. But tell the devil he cannot have them. tell the devil they will not be lost. They will come into the ark of safety. They will come into the place. They will come up under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will get in the house, Father God. Let them find a place of safety in the name of Jesus, Father God. Get them under a house where the blood of Jesus is poured out and where the fire of the Spirit is there, Father God, that they'd be ready, Father God. It's not the will of God that any man perish, but that all would come into the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Save them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Deliver them in the name of Jesus. Open their eyes that they might see the truth. Teach us to pray, Father God, to tear down strongholds and to set captives free in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, call an end to every game, Father God, and let them know the truth and start to live in the reality that you're real and that you're coming again. Shake it, oh God. Shake the house in the name of Jesus, Father God. Stir us up, oh God. Anoint us, Father God. Send the Holy Ghost revival, Father God. Let us never be the same. Let us never grow weary nor tired. Deliver the backslider in the name of Jesus. Deliver the backslider in the name of Jesus. We call forth that backslider right now in the name of Jesus. Devil, take your hand off of them in Jesus' name. Those that were once on fire, we call you to fire again in Jesus' name. You will not grow weary. You will not grow tired. Glory to God. But you'll be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. You will be filled with the Holy Ghost. You will not go back. You'll go forward. You'll go up in Jesus' name. Every spirit-filled believer in the Woodlands, Texas, that take a step backward, we call the fire of the Holy Ghost out after you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Lucy, as we're leaving, would you come and share what you share with me just real quickly, and then we'll let them go on that. Just, I want you to confirm this word. Stay seated. I believe she can get this done in 3 minutes. It's just 9:01 right now. She said, or less. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She wants to confirm the word. Amen. He's got a mic for you, dear. Have a cup of coffee before you go and then leave. Hallelujah.
Last night, my husband and I were in a prayer meeting with some members of our family. And for about an hour or so, we were just in praise and worship. And all that time speaking in tongues and just seeking for the Lord to guide us when it was time for us to really pray. And so when we did begin to speak in English, I mean pray in English, all the prayers that seemed to be coming out being led of the Holy Spirit was exactly what Pastor was preaching and teaching on this morning. For the church to be prepared when the Lord returns. It was so impressed upon us last night that this church that he says, he's already said it to us, he's going to return for a church that's without spot or blemish. We should be living holy lives. And like Pastor said just now, and being productive. God doesn't want us just to be idly sitting here, just soaking up but never giving out, just, you know, going about our way as though nothing else is going to happen. But because the Lord's return is imminent, no man knows just when, but we all see the signs that it can't be too far away. And so I'm just saying that every prayer that was coming out, those present last night, was that very thing. And when I heard Pastor bringing that this morning, I thought, Lord, you are speaking to your people who will listen. And now we have to be obedient.